I am living in a universe of wholeness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am living in a universe of wholeness. To be living in a universe of wholeness is to be living in a universe where every thought I think is a thought of wholeness. Every thought I think is a thought of completion. It's not a matter that it will be done. It's not a matter that it can be done. It's not a matter that it may be done, but it is a matter that it is done. I am living in a universe of wholeness. What does it mean to live in a universe of wholeness? When you live in a universe of wholeness, you live in a universe of completion. You live in a universe where everything is already done, where everything is already fulfilled, where everything is already magnificent and wonderful. Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's what you and I are all about. We live in a universe of wholeness. To live in this universe of wholeness means that every thought that we have is a thought that it is done now. It's a thought that it is a fulfilled experience in my life. It is not something that I want or something I need or something I'd like or something that will be sometime. It is fulfilled now. I have the vision in my consciousness. I have the vision in my heart, the vision in my thinking that it is already done. I see the food on the table for supper. I see the food already eaten. I see myself being satisfied. I see an injury that stopped me for a moment. I scratched my finger. And then I licked my finger and I said, "You're holding perfect, you're holding perfect." And then I went about my work. And lo and behold, the finger gave me no other attitude other than wholeness and perfection, because I had the statement, "You're whole and perfect," about my finger. I had the statement, "You're whole and perfect," about whatever it is that I am working on, no matter what it is. It doesn't matter whether it's something big or something little. If I'm building a house and I say, "Let's see now, this is my house. This is how I've designed it. I've worked with the architect, or I've taken a plan that I found someplace and I like it. And so now I am building this house. And I'm building this house with contractors or with whomever, or by myself. And as I build this house, I see everything done. When I take a nail and a hammer, I take the hammer and I bring it down on the nail, and I see the nail already driven into the wood, holding the wood in place. I already see the paint on the house. I already see the perfect color. I already see the windows sparkling clean. Now I can see these windows sparkling clean always, always sparkling clean, no matter what the weather may be, no matter what the conditions may be. The windows are always sparkling because the windows always attract to themselves only that which they are, and that is perfection. They only create in their life that which they are, and that is perfection. Now, in everything in life, it's my privilege to see it done, or see it in progress, a work in progress we call it, or to see it something that is fulfilled in some wonderful way. Now, if I see it done, I'm already enjoying the happiness of having it fulfilled in my life. I'm already enjoying the happiness of it being something that is accomplished. I'm already enjoying the happiness that it is fulfilled in my life now and always. It is not something to be. It is not something that I wish for. It's not something that I'm planning on. It's not something that I'm designing and creating. In my mind is the perfect plan. And I bring that out of my mind by my thought. And I put it into motion by my thought. And by my thought, I see it fulfilled. And by my thought, I see it revealed in every wonderful, beautiful way right now. It is not something it's going to be. It's something that is right now. It is fulfilled right now. I am living in a universe of wholeness. And if I'm living in a universe of wholeness, I'm living in a universe where everything is fulfilled, where everything is done, and where everything is in the now. And of course, everything is in the now. No matter what I think about it now. No matter what I visualize in my mind, I visualize it now. No matter what has any attitude for me, desire or non-desire, it is done now. And so if I see a beautiful car in my world, and I say that is my car, then I'm already enjoying it. I'm already having that car be my fulfillment. Oh, that perfect color. Oh, that perfect design. Oh, that perfect upholstery. Oh, that perfect little extra goodies that are in there. Oh, yes, 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 GPU and everything else. It's so wonderful. Well, is that so strange? Years ago, we could have thought those thoughts. And so we'd go to the store and buy a GPU and put it in the car. Now, you buy a car and the GPU is already in it. All these things are already in it because we have chosen to have it be in it. We have chosen to have it be a universe of wholeness, a universe of fulfillment, a universe that already is complete and wonderful. Now, wholeness doesn't mean that I'm going to be whole and perfect. It means that I am whole and perfect. Wholeness does not mean that I'm going to enjoy wholeness at some time in my life. It means that I enjoy wholeness now. It is fulfilled now. It is wonderful now. It is fantastic now. It is me now. And being that it's me now, being that it's fantastic now, being that it's wonderful now, merely means that it's a great and a glorious experience for me. I am living in a universe of wholeness now. I'm living in a universe where I see everything lovingly, joyfully, wonderfully, unconditionally lovingly in every area of my life. I see my house fulfilled. I see my family revealed. I see my children, ideal children. I see them as wonderful, fantastic children, always doing what is for their highest and best. I see my neighbors, I see my associates, I see my fellow workers wherever I am, all being a delight to be with, all being a harmony to be with, because I live in a universe of wholeness. And as I live in this universe of wholeness, there is no other universe to live in. There is no other attitude to live in except wholeness. And when I begin calling things whole and perfect, when I begin calling things fulfilled, when I begin calling things revealed now, then that's just what they are. It's just what they are and just what they always will be because that's me. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's why I am. And that's what makes my world go round. That's what makes everything in my life be so magnificent and so wonderful and so glorious. I am the fulfillment of whatever it is in my universe that I am living. And I am living joy and peace and harmony. I am living abundance. I am living wholeness. I am living everything now. And as I live these things now, as I am these things now, as I delight in these things now, they just continue to grow and continue to be fantastic for me. This is what life is all about. Whatever I name it and claim it, that's who I am. Whatever I choose it to be, that's who I am. However I choose it to be, that's who I am. And that's all I am. I am living in a universe of wholeness. And as I live in this universe of wholeness, every single thing in the universe is whole and perfect. Every experience is whole and perfect. Every attitude is whole and perfect. Everything that I do is whole and perfect. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is that it's whole and perfect now and always. Because it's my choice. It's how I name it and how I claim it and how I have the thoughts in my head for what I will have as my achievement. I think house, and the house is there. I think car, the car is there. I think wholeness, wholeness is there. I think joy, joy is there. I think happiness, happiness is there. I think peace, peace is there. I think goodness, goodness is there. Whatever I think in my thought, whatever I think in my inner self is what I experience in my outer world. And that is what I experience now and always. Have a lovely day and experience too with me, living in a universe of wholeness and living there now and forevermore. It's a great experience. It's a great life. It's a great happiness that we all are living now in that universe of wholeness. I love you. I love you. I love you.